Right, let's sort the buyers from the spiers, the needy from the greedy, and those who trust me from the ones who don't. Because if you can't see value here today, you're not up here shopping, you're up here shoplifting. You see these goods, never seen daylight, moonlight, Israelite, fanny by the gaslight. Take a bag, come on, take a bag. I took a bag home last night, cost me a lot more than £10, I can tell you. Anyone like jewellery? Look at that one there. Handmade in Italy, hand stolen in Stepney. It's as long as my arm. I wish it was as long as something else. Don't think because these boxes are sealed up, they're empty. The only man who sells empty boxes is the undertaker. And by the look of some of you lot here today, I'd make more money with me measuring tape. Here, one price. £10.
Did you say £10?
Are you deaf?
That's a bargain. I'll take one.
Squeeze in if you can. Left leg, right leg. Your body will follow. They call it walking. You want one as well, darling? You do. That's it. They're waking up. Treat the wife. Treat somebody else's wife. It's a lot more fun if you don't get caught. Hold on, you want one as well? Okay, darling, show me a bit of life then. No good standing out there like 1 o'clock half struck. Buy them, you better buy them. These are not stolen. They just haven't been paid for them. We can't get them again. They've changed the bloody locks here. One for you. No good coming back later when I've sold out. Too late will be the cry when the man with the bargains has passed you by. If you've got no money on you now, you'll be crying tears as big as October cabbages. Bacon cottage.
Ed can hustle a few quid here and there, but his real talent lies in cards and gambling with cards. Bacon could see that his days of selling moody goods on street corners are numbered. It's time to move on, and he knows it.
What are you talking about? I'm bloody skinny, pal.
Yeah, of course you are. All right, Ed.
Nick the Greek, always a pleasure. Tom, what have you been eating?
I've been telling Henry.
Enough! Already. You two, join me in my office.
So, how much is it then, Tom?
You know how much it is, Nick.
And that includes the amp, yeah?
No, that does not include the amp.
Shit, Tom, I thought it included the amp.
Well, it doesn't. I'll throw in one of these telephones if you like, but it does not include the amp.
Very nice. I hope it includes the speakers.
It doesn't include the speakers. It doesn't include the amp. And it's not supposed to include me getting the amp at your stupid questions. Now you want it, Nick. You buy it.
What else do I get with it?
You get a gold-plated Rolls Royce, as long as you pay for it.
Don't know, Tom. Seems expensive.
Seems. Well, this seems to be a waste of my time. That is 900 nicker in any shop you're lucky enough to find one in, and you're complaining about 200. What school of finance did you study? It's a deal. It's a steal. It's sale of the fucking century. In fact, fuck it, Nick, I think I'll keep it.
All right, keep your Allens on. It's a ton.
Jesus Christ, you could choke a dozen donkeys on that. And you're ugly and over £100. What do you do when you're not buying stereos, Nick? Finance revolutions.
£100 is still £100.
Not when the price is £200, it's not. And certainly not when you've got Liberia's deficit in your skyrocket. Tighter than a duck's butt you are. Now, come on. Let me feel the fibre of your fabric.
The skinny one is Tom, and he's the entrepreneur of the bunch. He's got a couple of dirty little fingers and a couple of dirty little pies. Nick here, however, has made it his business to have all 20 fat little fingers and toes in every dirty, bent and stolen pie in London. Between the two of them, there ain't much you can't get hold of.
That's my 25 grand. It's all there. It took me a long time to earn that, so you treat it with respect. What about the chef? What have you come as?
Cupid, stupid. That's the last time I'm getting any more fruit off of you, Tom. Do you call that fresh? There was more small, airy armoured things in your fruit than there was fruit. You should have them in a butcher's, not a grocer's.
Well, if you will order stuff from Kamandu, don't be surprised if it picks up a few tourists en route. Anyway, enough about that. Where's the money?
Oi! Keep your fingers out of my soup.
Soap is called Soap because he likes to keep his hands clean of any unlawful behaviour. He's proud of his job and even more proud that it's legal. He represents the more sensible side of the floor.
You sure you can afford 25?
That depends on how you look at it. I can afford it as long as I see it again, if that's what you mean. Got the rest of the fat man and bacon?
Fat man, bacon and myself. Looks like it's time to make that call to Harry. Who's this fat man then, eh? Hey?
Do you want a sandwich, bacon?
It's not easy to take a seat at this card table. The amount of money involved has to be $100,000 upwards, and there's no shortage of punters. The man who decides whether you can play or not is this man, Harry. Or as some, including himself, like to call him, Hatchet Harry.
You got it all?
$100,000.
Well, if you got it, you got it. Now, if you don't mind. What's this Eddie like, then?
He's a fucking thief.
Harry has a colleague, a monster of a man, Barry the Baptist. The Baptist got his name by drowning people for hatchets.
Are you gonna fucking pay?
No, pay!
Are you gonna fucking pay?
Barry makes sure the administrative side of the business runs harmoniously.
The boy's got a rare ability. He seems to make cards transparent. He's got...
All right, so we can say he's good.
Oh, no, he's better than good. He's a fucking liability.
Here, hold on. What do you think of these? We're selling hundreds.
Very nice, Harry. What's it for?
Oh, don't play innocent with me, Bazza. Spanking.
From me, Tom Soap and yourself, it's $100,000 to the pound. So why the fuck are you counting it?
Because I like to. So a reasonable return should be in the region of $120,000. That's for $25,000 invested, going on previous experience.
Going on optimism.
Whatever it's going on, it should be enough to send you on a cooking course.
You're not funny, Tom. You're fat and look as though you should be, but you're not.
Fat?
Who are you called? Jesus!
It's good in here, isn't it? Handy for the tube, great electrics, I can see why you moved in.
Don't knock it, it's cheap.
Like the budgie.
And nobody wants to live next to the people we live next to. They're antisocial, to say the least.
What do you mean?
He means they're thieving bastards.
I mean, when they're not picking peanuts out of poop, they rip off unfortunate souls and they're hard-earned drugs. Nice, only thick these walls.
Nice work, John. Get yourself a drink.
Is that it?
How many times do I have to tell you, Plank? You find this job worth doing, you'll find your share improving. Now, have you got a problem with it? Charlie? Love it. For loose and thieves in the street.
You know, Charles, this gear is getting heavier. I have a strong suspicion we should have been rocket scientists or Nobel Peace Prize winners. Something.
Peace Prize? Oh, lucky to find your penis for a pistol, man. You keep smoking. Who the hell's that? All right, Willie?
Does it look like I'm all right? Take this. I'm in danger of breaking sweat at any second.
Charles, why have we got that cage?
Security.
That's right, security. So what's the point in having it if we're not going to fucking use it?
Well, I would have used it, Winston, but this is Willie. And Willie lives here.
Yes, Charles, but you didn't know it was Willie until you opened the door, did you?
Chill, Winston. It's me. Charlie knows it's me. What's the problem?
The problem is, Willie, that Charles and yourself are not the quickest of cats at the best of times. So just do as I say and keep the fucking cage locked! What is that?
That's Gloria.
Yes, I know that's Gloria. What's that?
Fertilizer.
You went out 6 hours ago to buy a money counter and you come back with a semi-conscious Gloria and a bag of fertilizer? Alarm bells are ringing, Willie.
We need fertilizer, Winston.
Mm-hmm. We also need a money counter. This money's got to be out by Thursday. I'm buggered if I'm going to count it. Oh, and if you do have to buy sodding fertilizer, could you just be a little more subtle?
What do you mean?
We grow copious amounts of ganja, yeah?
Yeah.
And you're carrying a wasted girl and a bag of fertilizer. You don't look like your average horta fucking culturalist. That's what I mean, Willie.
1, 2, get down! Bandit calls to beat a ball. Bandit calls to beat a ball.
How long's it been in this, huh?
About 20 minutes.
He's on his own?
Yeah, just carrying a bag.
Come on, let's pay him a little visit then, shall we?
Big Chris settles debts for Harry. The only thing he cares more about than an unsettled debt is his son and heir, little Chris.
Look at me! Know what to see? See a bad mother.
This is one of them high power jobs, isn't it? Oh. Got some bad news for you, John.
What the fuck?
Mind your language in front of the boy.
Jesus Christ!
That includes blasphemy as well. Now tell me, John, how can you be concentrating on improving this lovely tan, and it is a lovely tan, by the way, when you've got more pressing priorities at hand?
Tell Harry, I mean Mr. Harry, that I've been busy. I'm nearly there.
Check his locker, son.
I don't suppose there's any chance of you lifting this sunbed up, Chris, is there?
Not poor. He's got over a month here, and that's just in his wallet.
Fucking hell, John. You always walk around with that in your pocket.
Oi! You use language like that again, son. You wish you hadn't.
Sorry, Dad.
Right, we'll put the rest of the stuff in there. You can go home in a plastic bag tonight, John. You owe what you owe. And by the time this tan's faded, you want to have paid.
You never want to put the wood back, does she?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're certainly one of the things you get. Well, what the hell are you doing here?
Why, what's up?
Let me guess. My foot in your arse. Game of cards? Actually, Harry? You're supposed to be getting your rest in, boy.
You play cards tonight, son? With Harry?
Oh, don't be silly, Dad. I wouldn't have anything to do with that.
Did he get 100 grand?
He's got some adhesive mates. I mean, they're like brothers. They've tossed up between them.
and JD is his dad and owns the old property.
No mortgage, no debts, lock, stock, a fucking lot. Don't you worry, Harry. I've got it under control.
Good. You can get this under control now. It seems that Lord Appen Smythe has run out of money, and these little beauties are up for auction. But I'm not paying £250,000 for them, if you know what I mean, Barry. Make sure we get everything from inside the gun cabinet. I don't want to know who you use, as long as they're not complete muppets. And don't tell them what they're worth, Barry.
Right, where was we?
Shotguns. What, like guns that fire shot?
Oh, you must be the brains in. That's right, guns that fire shots. Make sure you bring everything from inside the gun cabinet. There'll be a load of old guns. That's all I want. Everything else outside the cabinet you can keep is yours.
Oh, thank you very much. There'd better be something there for us.
It's a fucking stately home. Of course there'll be something there.
Like what?
Like fucking antiques.
Antiques? What the fuck do we know about antiques? We rob post offices.
And steal cars.
What the fuck do we know about antiques, mate?
If it looks old, it's worth money. Simple. So stop fucking moaning and rob the place.
So who's the gov? Who are we doing this for?
You're doing it for me. It's all you need to know. You know because you need to know.
I see. One of those on a need-to-know basis things, is it? Like one of those James Bond films.
Careful. Remember who's giving you this job. Right, I'm off. Call me when you're done. Ta-da. Fucking Northern monkeys.
I hate these fucking Southern fairies.
Ed has been playing cards since he could lift them up, and he soon discovered that he had a big advantage. It's not that he's good with cards or even good at counting them. It's that he's good with reading people's reactions, no matter how subtle. And everybody has reactions. Especially when it comes to money.
Invitations?
Yeah, invitations. You know, four pretty white pieces of paper with your names on.
Well, we got 100,000 bits of paper with the Queen's head on.
Will that do?
All right, just you. The others, they can wait next door in Samoa and Joe's.
Samoa and Joe's? You mean the pub? Hold on.
Hold on to your fucking tongue, and I will hold on to my patience, okay, sonny? No one in here tonight but card players, and I do mean no one.
Evening, Fraser. Don, Phil. It's a bit dramatic, isn't it? Is this supposed to be symbolic?
Apparently it's for security.
Yeah? I'd have bought me gloves if I'd have known.
You must be Eddie, JD's son.
You must be Harry. Sorry, didn't know your father.
Never mind, son. You just might meet him if you carry on like that.
Evening, Tanya. Been a while.
Hi, Ed.
Right, we call each other Kenny, okay, Gary?
All right, Kenny.
You gonna put your stocking on or what?
I just spent 120 quid on me, eh? If you think I'm pulling the stocking over it, you're very much mistaken.
You're gonna have to put something on.
This is three card brad, gentlemen. That means three threes of the highest, then three aces, then running down accordingly. Then it's a running flush, a run, a flush, and then a pair. An open man can't see a blind man, and it will cost you twice the ante to see your opponent. Now don't fuck around, fellas. You all know the rules, and you know I won't stand for it.
you doing? Put that back. What are you here to rob the guns? Put it back.
It's crap anyway.
Come on. Come ahead.
What sort of pub is this in?
It's a St. Malo pub.
What's that?
It's a cocktail. You asked for a cocktail?
No. I asked you to give me a refreshing drink. I wasn't expecting a fucking rainforest. You could fall in love with an orangutan in that.
You want a pint? Go to the pub.
What thought this was a pub?
It's a Samoan pub.
Or whatever it is, can you get your man to turn the TV down?
You can ask me if you like. If I was you, I'd leave him well alone.
Yeah, get rid of that. Bring the Diet Coke.
Excuse me, can you turn that TV down?
No.
Whoa, Kenny! What are you doing?
I am trying to find out where they keep their money!
You twat, can't you see these people have got no money? They can't even afford new furniture. We've got the guns, what's the matter with you? Every time we do a job, you have to go burning people's feet. What's wrong with you?
You want to be more careful, old fella. You very nearly took my man's head clean off with that. You all right, Kenny? Kenny?
$10,000, blind. $20,000 open. Deep end, eh? Fold.
Gotcha.
$20,000 open.
I fold. Don't go spending that all at once, boy.
What?
I thought you said there'd be no staff, Barry.
Did you get those guns?
You want to see what they did to poor Gary? Kenny? Kenny?
I said, did you get those guns?
Yes! We got them!
Good. I'll speak to you later.
Gary, if you can hear me, get back in the car now, mate, okay? Barry? Barry? Fucking southern shandy drinking bastard! Get it!
Try to be true. I'll be happy. I'll go blue.
Jesus! Wankers! Wankers!
Oh, come on. Not now, please. Not now. Oh, you fucking bastard. Oh, my good God. We'll take you to the cleaners.
$20,000. Open.
$30,000. Back to you already, Eddie.
$50,000.
$80,000.
$100,000.
Whoa. Look, fellas, I know...
I know you're not in, which means no one cares what you know. $250,000.
That's quite a raise. That's $150,000 on my $100,000.
Yeah. And is there anything else you want to say?
As you know, this puts us in an awkward position. I don't have enough to continue.
We will have to see both your cards. If no one loans Eddie the money to continue, it's a loan or we see both your cards.
I will.
You will what?
I will loan you the money.
No, I think I'd rather just turn them over.
I'm not interested in what you would rather. I want to keep going. I'm also offering you the money. So we don't have to turn them over because you can borrow.
I need $250,000.
No, you need $500,000 to see me.
That's if I want to see you.
Well, you're going to have a problem carrying on, aren't you?
I'll see you.
Okay. Before I loan you this, I expect, if you lose, of course, my money back within a week. Crystal, that's Sunday, okay? Now let's see these fucking cards.
Poorly. I know your friends are responsible for most of the cash, so I'm going to give you 1 week to find it. Otherwise, I will take a finger of each of you and your friends' hands for every day that passes without payment. And then when you run out of digits, your dad's bar, and who knows what then. All right, my son.
Birthday. think about what you have done to me. The damage is much deeper than you'll ever see. Hit me like a hammer to my head.
This doesn't look good.
I wonder where you pushed or where you led.
He then proceeded to explain the unfortunate position they were in. Harry was going to start sizing up all their fingers in a week because he knew there was no way Ed could settle that debt on his own. Harry saw it as their money on the table, so it was also their debt off the table. Ed would hate to admit it, but he could have kissed the old bastard for that. If he said he wanted to settle the debt on his own, it would have been a lie.
I wish to Christ he would have let me settle the debt on my own.
I'm going to kill him.
Stop fucking about, Tom. And think about what we're going to do. Now sit down.
What's all the fuss about, Harry? Why don't we just boycott the payment?
Let me tell you about that, Harry.
Once there was this geezer called Smithy Robinson, who worked for Harry. But it was rumoured that he was on the take. Harry's invited Smithy round for an explanation. Smithy didn't do a very good job. Within a minute, Harry's lost his rag, reached out for the nearest thing at hand, which happened to be a 15-inch black rubber cock. He's then proceeded to batter poor Smithy to death with it. Now that was seen as a pleasant way to go. Hence, Achy Harry is a man you pay if you owe.
Don't worry, I'll think of something.
I've been thinking about what you have done to me. The damage is much deeper than you'll ever see. Hit me like a hammer to my head. I wonder where you pushed or where you led. What did you do with? Why did you do that thing to me?
Golf. The best way to spoil a good walk. Winston Churchill said that. I say it's a dog eat dog world. And I've got bigger teeth than you two.
I think our friend is trying to tell us something.
Perhaps not. Perhaps I should take another swing just to make sure.
Give me a 5-iron, John.
Sterny dog.
Now keep still.
Yes, Gordon, is there something you'd like to tell us?
It's in the fireplace! Shut it, you idiot! It'll kill.
Yes, Gordon, you were saying?
It's in the fireplace! Just pull it out! It's in the bottom!
It's in the fireplace, Frank. Just pull it out! It's in the bottom!
Oh, dog! I think you want to have a look at this.
You're going to let me down now? Nah. I'm not finished with you yet. Still.
Who the hell's that?
It's only 12 o'clock.
Use the cage, that's what it's there for. Who is it? We have got security for a reason, Willie.
Chill, Winston. It's only plank.
This week's getting quite wet, you know, fellas. Okay, all right. Easy. Jesus. No. Never saw you there. Hello, love. Enjoying yourself? You see compass?
What do you think?
Boom.
Fuck me.
Clean that up, Charles.
So do you. You clean it up.
Sorry, fellas, but that stupid cat scared the fucking life out of me.
Never mind. Can you, just sit down, stay out of the way.
Look, how much is it you want?
I'm after an half weight.
Right, well, that's 1,500 then. Pass the scales, will he? Give some gear, Jay. Any chance of actually seeing the money?
The odds are 100 to 1. All as we need is 5 grand.
I'd rather put my money on a three-legged rocking horse. The odds are 100 to 1 for a good reason, Bacon. It won't win. Where's Eddie?
Where do you think? The bottom of a bottle, and has been for 2 days. It's hit him hard.
Yeah, it's hit us all hard.
Yeah, but he's got to tell his dad he's about to lose his bar.
Listen to this one. You open up a company called Arse Ticklers Faggots Fan Club.
You what?
You take out an advert in the back page of some gay mag advertising the latest in arse-intruding dildos. You sell it with, I don't know, does what no other dildo can do until now. The latest and greatest in sexual technology. Guaranteed results, your money back, all that bollocks. Now, these dills cost 25 quid a pop. That's a snip for the amount of pleasure they're going to give the recipient. But they send their checks to the other company name. Nothing offensive, Bobby's Bits or something for 25 quid. You take that 25 quid, you stick it in the bank until it clears. Now, this is the smart bit. You send back the check for £25 from the other company name, Arse Ticklers Faggots Fan Club, saying, well, you're sorry, and we couldn't get the supplies from America because they run out of stock. Now, you see how many people cash that check? Not a single soul. Because who wants their bank manager to know they tickle arse when they're not paying in checks?
So how long do you have to wait till you see a return?
Probably no more than 4 weeks.
A month? So what fucking good is that if we need it in 6? No, 5 days.
Well, it's still a good idea.
You may know we smoke a lot and burn a bit of profit. You can't have any idea how much hard currency we've accumulated. I don't know. Do you know? We can just slice it off the top.
You guys got to realise who this chap is. Might look a bit silly, but he's a fucking lunatic. And if he gets the slightest inkling we're not throwing straight dice, then you and me are going to know what the sharp side of a kebab knife feels like.
So you know these guys as well?
Well enough. I've been buying gear off one of them for a couple of years.
So what are they like then?
Puffs. Nothing heavy. 4 public schoolboys, soft as shite. They talk around in funny hippie clothes all day, talking bollocks. They just get it going weed, that's all. Business has got bigger than what they can hear up with.
They can't all be stupid, can they?
Think about it. They've got a container load of cash in shoeboxes.
They're selling class A gear. Don't you think there might be someone sensible involved? What about security?
There's one steel gate as you go in, but they never lock it.
What do you mean, never lock it? What they got it there for, then?
I must have been there 50 times, it's never locked. They're not suspicious. Everyone who goes there's a toff. They're all into that karma crap. If I don't arm nobody, nobody arms me stuff.
No way they can get back to you?
Even if they could, they'd be too shit scared. I'm a geezer. I've got no muscle. Cut the faggots.
Fancy one? What's all the flapping about? You told the old man yet?
Hoping I won't need to. I've got a plan. Now listen carefully.
Hello, boys. Harry. Do you want a drink?
Hello, my son.
Do you want a lolly?
Piss off, you nonce.
Oi. Watch it. No thanks, Harry. We're both all right. Nice shooter. Yeah, one of a pair. Holland and Holland. Do you want to hold it? Nah, not my thing, thanks, Harry. Business good. I imagine that's why I'm here. Poor young fella's got in deep with the naked handle. They owe me £500,000.
How much?
£500,000.
I'm game.
Me too.
Oh, God.
Right. We hit them as soon as they come back. We'll be prepared, waiting. And they're armed.
What was that? Armed? What do you mean, armed? Armed with what?
Bad breath, colourful language, feather duster. What do you think they're going to be armed with? Guns, you tit.
Guns? You never said anything about guns. A minute ago, this was the safest job in the world. Now, it's turning into a bad day in Bosnia.
Soap, stop being such a mincer. I've thought about that, and...
And what, exactly?
And... All we have to do is find out who's carrying them.
Carrying them? Well, they could all be carrying them, for what we know.
No. Only one of them carries them going to the job. So I assume the same one will be carrying them when they come back from the job.
Oh, you assume, do you? And what did I say about assumption being the brother of all fuck-ups?
It's the mother of all fuck-ups, stupid.
Well, brother, mother, any other sucker. It don't make any difference. They're still fucking guns, and they still fire fucking bullets.
Soap, if you have a better idea how to get £500,000 in the next few days,
let us know.
In the meantime, Tom, you talk to Nick the Bubble about shifting the weed.
Weed?
No, it's not normal weed. It's some fucked up skunk class A. I can't think, let alone move shit.
Doesn't sound very good to me.
Well, neither me. It depends what flicks your switch. And the light is on and burning brightly for the masses. Anyway, do you know anyone?
I know a man, yes. Rory Breaker.
Not that madman with an afro. I don't want anything to do with him.
You won't have to. Just get me a sample.
No can do.
What's that? A place near Kathmandu. Meet me halfway, mate.
Look, it's all completely chicken soup.
It's what?
It's kosher. It's Christmas.
The Jews don't celebrate Christmas, Tom.
Yeah, well, never mind that. I'm going to need some artillery, too. A couple of sawn-off shotguns.
This is a bit heavy. This is London, not the Lebanon. Who do you think I am?
Thinking it the Greek. I'll dust you.
I don't normally have anything to do with weed, Nick. But if it is what he says it is, I'll take it off him for £3,500 a key. That is if it is what he says it is. I don't want to see it after a sample. I don't want to touch it after a sample. I'll leave you in the capable hand of Nathan here. He'll sort out the details. But just let me tell you one thing. If the milk turns out to be sour, I ain't the kind of pussy to drink it. Do you know what I mean?
Rory Breaker.
Rory?
Yeah, I know Rory. He's not to be underestimated. He's a funny looking fucker, I know. But you've got to look past the hair and the cute cuddly thing. It's all a deceptive facade. A few nights ago, Rory's Roger Iron Mustard. So he's gone down the battle cruiser to watch the end of a football game. No one's watching the custard, so he switches the channel over. A fat geezer's north opens, and he wanders up and turns the Lizer over. Now fuck off and watch it somewhere else. Rory knows claret is imminent, but he doesn't want to miss the end of the game. So calm as a coma, picks up a fire extinguisher, walks straight past the jam rolls were ready for action, and plonks it outside the entrance. He then orders an Aristotle of the most ping-pong tiddly in the nuclear sub, and switches back to his footer. That's fucking it, says the geezer. That's fucking what, says Rory, and he gobs out a mouthful of booze covering Fatty. He flicks a flaming match into his bird's nest, and the geezer's lit up like a leaking gas pipe. Rory, unfazed, turns back to his game. His team's won two. 4-0.
Special like that. Boy, short stuff.
Never mind short stuff.
Listen, the next time we do a job like this, we're going to want more money, buddy. Or we're going back to post offices and cars. Fuck that.
Where's the others?
There was no others.
Stop fucking around. The others, the old ones.
I don't know what you mean.
There were two old guns there. Where are they now?
Not in the cabinet, there wasn't. Oh, there was a couple of old Amalok muskets the butler was carrying. But they were ours. We sold them.
Well, you better unsell them, sharpish.
We had to sell them. We needed the money.
I'm not fucking interested. If you don't want to be counting the fingers you haven't got, I suggest you get those guns. Quick!
Jesus. If I pick them up, they stay in one piece. Where'd you get them?
I got contacts. Listen, Tom. You point them at me, I'll shit myself or do whatever you say to do. Either way, you get the desired effect.
Oh, they look very nice, I agree, but... Well, they're lacking in criminal credibility, ain't they? I might get laughed at. How much do you want for these muskets?
700 each.
Oh, what's that? A pound for every year they've been about? I know they're antiques, but I ain't paying antique prices. But a bit long, isn't they?
It's all off the route. People want a bit more range these days.
Range? I don't want to blow the arse out of this country, granted. But I don't want anyone blowing a raspberry at me either. I want to look fucking mean.
Of course you'll look mean. You'll look really scary.
Anyway, enough about that. What about this geezer who sells drugs?
Rory Breaker's standing by. You stand to make a lot of money, Tubby Tommy.
I understand if this has come as a bit of a shock, but let me tell you how this can be resolved by you, the good father.
Go on.
He likes your bar.
Yes.
He wants your bar.
And?
Do you want me to draw you a picture?
Look, that boy doesn't know his arsehole from his ear hole. This is my bar. It's got nothing to do with him.
What, and I care? Remember, you do have the luxurious advantage of being able to sustain your son's life.
And you do have a reputation. So I choose my words very carefully. You tell Harry to go fuck himself.
Now, I'll put that down to shock. Only once. Only once can I, or shall I, let you get away with that. Your son's got 3 days to find out the mill. But make up your mind which you prefer. Your bar or your son.
Plank goes in first. There's a cage, but it's never locked. Is it, Plank?
Never.
It don't want to be. Right, once he's got himself set, he gets the rest of us in. Now we get nasty with a couple of them. Shit them up, gag them, whatever.
Now these wankers shouldn't give us any problems. Like any cowboys, there'll be a few tools lying around. When the job's done, you come straight back here and unload. And Robert's your father's brother. Everyone savvy?
Sweet.
Have a look at these. And what are we supposed to do with these?
Put them on your head.
Stupid Christ.
If you think I'm going to turn up there clean-shaven and greet them with a grin on my face, you've got another thing coming. Now, these fellas, they're your neighbours. I thought it might be a good idea to disguise ourselves a little.
Right. Yeah, good thinking, Soap. Well done.
I brought weapons as well.
Weapons? What do you mean, weapons? These? Jesus! Let's keep them covered up, eh?
reckon you got anything a bit bigger?
What?
What that?
What do you think?
I think you need help. Bar steward, can we have a couple of drinks, please?
Have you seen your dad? Atchett sent one of his men round.
Oh, shit. When?
Crazy.
Where did you get these? A fucking museum?
Nick the Greek.
How much do you part with?
700 for the pair.
Drachmas, I hope. I'd feel safer with a chicken drumstick. These are going to do more harm than good. Jesus, Tom. Do these work?
Don't know. They look nice, though, don't they? I rather like them.
Oh, that's top of the list of priorities, that is.
Ladies, back to more important issues, if you don't mind. We have only got two real guns. Apparently that's what they are. So we find a good place to hide next door. We wait till it sounds like the right time, then we jack in the box, look nasty and stuff, cocoon them in gaffer tape, nick their van, swap the gear into the new van and bring it all back here. As long as we're all out of our hiding places quickly, it's the last thing you're going to expect. Oh, and if Tom, or anyone else for that matter, feels like giving them a bit of a kicking, I'm sure it won't do any harm.
Yeah, a little bit of pain never hurt anybody, if you know what I mean. Also, I think knives are a good idea. Big, fuck-off shiny ones. Ones that look like they could skin a crocodile. Knives are good, because they don't make any noise. And the less noise they make, the more likely we are to use them. Shit them right up. Makes it look like we're serious. Guns for show, knives for a pro.
So, is there something we should know about you?
I'm not sure what's more worrying. The job or your past.
Ghosts.
Where the fuck are they going? Shift the piano? I thought this was meant to be a robbery.
Where'd they get those outfits?
Not a bad idea, there.
All right, it's Plank. Is Willie there?
No, I'm afraid he's not. He's out at the moment.
Perhaps you can help.
Well, perhaps I can't, Plank, if you know what I mean.
Look,
if you could just open the door so I could talk without shouting.
I can't help you, Plank.
I think you'll find it is in your interest.
Hold on, OK? Look, Willie, it's Plank outside for you. He says it's in our interest.
Listen, I don't care if it's King fucking Kong. He's not coming in here, not today.
Hold on. We are in business and, correct me if I'm wrong, but that is business?
Corrected. That's a walking accident. That we can do without.
Jesus, he's okay. He knows only to buy weights now. We're looking at least a couple of thou.
What do you think, Winston?
Willie, this is the last time, all right? But you and the money are going out the back. If he knows you're here, he'll be all day. I'll just clear this shit up.
What, now?
Yes! Now! Just get rid of him quick.
All right, just coming.
What the fuck is he doing?
Come on! I can't wait out here all day.
All right, just coming.
I thought you was going to leave me out there all day.
I didn't know you were a removals man, Plank.
Lives and learns, didn't you? Keep the gates locked now, dear.
Yeah. Sorry. Got to do business like this now. Can't be too careful these days.
I know. Shut it! You say a fucking word to White Ear goes. Another one, then you're left.
What are you doing, Plank?
What do you think I'm doing? Oi, hang on. What are you doing? Unlock the gate. Oi, I said unlock the fucking gate!
That's it. Go, go, go! Fucking move!
What's going on?
Just hang on, I've got the key.
The gate's locked.
I've got the fucking gate's locked. What
have
you done to
Fauntleroy? I didn't touch him, he just passed out.
Don't you stand there, get that fucking door shut. You want the world to see us?
Francis Pollock.
You couldn't organise a bank.
Stay on down there. Shit. Charles, get the rifle out. We're being fucked.
It must be this one.
Hold that gun. Plank, give me the keys. Give me the keys, Plank.
Don't point that at me, Bob. Point it in there.
Planks of wood. I'm working with fucking planks of wood.
Shit.
The fuck is that? What the fuck's that?
It's me brain gun.
Don't you think you could have bought something a little bit more practical?
Don't none of you slags move, I killed a fucking liar!
Who are you going to kill, Plank? There's no one fucking there.
Ah! They fucking shot me!
I'll shoot them back!
Jesus, Plank! Couldn't you have got smokeless cartridges? I can't see a bloody thing.
Ah! Shit! I've been shot.
I don't fucking believe this. Could everyone stop getting shot?
John, sit down and patch yourself up. You tight as a fucking air rifle.
What the fuck was that?
Well, that was the Bring gun.
If you fire that gun again, you're a dead man. All understand? Right. Dead. No ifs, no buts, you're a fucking dead man.
All right.
I've got the bollocker with this. Where's my fucking gun? Right. Now I've got your attention. Firstly, I'm going to blow his toes off. There go his toes. Now, if you want me out of here in 5 minutes flat, open the fucking gate as I'm going to blow his leg off.
They're going to fucking kill us if we do, man. Or jail's certainly get it if we don't. He's serious.
I'm losing patience. Hurry up, girls.
It's all right. All fucking right.
Willie. He doesn't know you're here, just sort something out.
And all your friends, there's a good lad.
There's only three of us here.
I don't believe you. Fuck, I'm gonna blow his leg off.
I mean it. There's only three of us.
Blake?
Yeah. One of them's out.
Now open the gate.
John, get him tied up. Plank was a man.
There, in those shoe boxes.
Where?
Out the back.
In the wave?
Out the back. Point!
With what?
Your fucking hands, now! I'm tied up. Wall nod, you red or something?
Check it out. Plank, get Paul out of that van lively.
Cut him. Make sure he knows he's dead. How you doing, Mick?
How do you think I'm doing? He's fucking nearly chopped me arm off.
Jesus Christ.
Benny, the fuck's been going on here?
Shut up, you idiot. It's Hanukkah.
Well, don't just stand there. You've got the bags. Can you fill it all in?
It's a lot. I can't get up in Forest in my van.
Can't. I don't know where you can't. Bollocks to can't. You'll fit it all in if you have to make two trips.
Bollocks. You've got a ticket already, and if you don't move it, we will move it for you.
I'll only be a minute.
You've already been 15.
Look. Come on, have a look.
At what exactly?
Well, the van's half full.
So?
So, all I've got to do is fill it up, put you in it.
What?
And I'm off.
Do you think you can carry more than one bag this time?
I can't. My neck dog.
How many more bags?
Just a couple.
Mick, you dead yet?
I'll be all right. Once I've dealt with that lanky prick.
Do it quietly.
It's time to say goodnight, nurse.
Where the fuck does she come from? That is it. Tie her up, we're out of here.
I fucking don't. You cannot make a cup of tea, Edward.
The entire British Empire was built on cups of tea.
Yeah, and look what happened to that.
And if you think I'm going to war without one, mate, you're mistaken.
Going to war with what? Have you forgotten those guns, you dozy brat? Get away with this. Paul, what's that?
It's a traffic warden.
I can see it's a fucking traffic warden. What's he doing in the back of the van?
He's gonna call the cossers.
Fair enough. We'll deal with him later.
How are we doing, Tom?
Right as rain. I'm just gonna take care of the cabs.
Keep us posted.
All right, mate. Do you do airports?
Where the hell are we going to hide?
Don't complicate things. Just hide.
We're on.
Big boy.
Stay down! Stay down!
Tie them up. Tape them up. Hands and face.
On the floor!
Bend over the fucking desk.
Keys. I want keys. Now.
I'll find you.
Of course you will, sweetheart.
I'll find you.
What do you think this is? Fucking hide and seek? That one. Search that one.
Right. I'll see you in the van when you finish with answering me.
Too bad, was it?
When the bottle in my arse is contracting, I'll let you know.
I can see what we've got.
Let's have a butcher's, eh? We've hit a jackpot, lads. Look, God knows how much of this stinking weed. A shitload of cash. And a traffic warden.
What? Jesus, have we got a traffic warden?
I think he's still alive. He's got claret coming out of him somewhere. What do you want with a traffic warden?
I don't know, but I don't think we need him. Knock him out and dump him at the lights.
Knock him out? What do you mean, knock him out? Knock him out with what?
I don't know. Use your imagination.
Don't touch him up, knock him out.
I'll knock you out in a minute. Look, you want to knock him out, you knock him out.
I fucking hate traffic wardens.
It's about time you gave my young friends a visit, Chris. Tomorrow's the day. And mum's the word. Now, I can't have that, can I, Baz?
No, Harry, you can't.
I mean, it's a liberty. And I can't have a liberty taken, can I, Chris?
No, Harry, you can't.
I mean, it's enough to give me the arsehole. And I can't have the arsehole, can I, boys?
No,
Harry, you can't.
All right, that's it. We're done. We're off.
Here, Ed. Are you sure it's a good idea taking this back to yours?
Well, it's the only place we can take it, and it's the last place we're going to look. Anyway, fuck it. The battle is over, and the war is won. Now, Tom, you take this to nick the bubble, and we get rid of it quick.
This skunk, and it's as good as it gets.
All right. We'll take it. Half price.
I don't think you'll like that. You said 3.5 a key, and you know that's a good price.
It was yesterday I said 3.5, and now it's today, if I'm not mistaken. We'll take it tomorrow. Half price. If he wants to get rid of it quick, he'll have to take it. Now, look. I've got a race coming up in a minute, so if you'd just be kind enough to... Lenny, take that round to Snow White and the three little chemists. They should have a gander of that. I want a second opinion.
Hang on a minute, Nate. Something stinks.
Yeah, you're fucking off, so...
Fuck you, funny mate.
For God's sake, help me. I'm in pain. I'm in so much pain. Jesus.
Go in slowly, Nathan.
Fuck you, funny man. You go first.
Just get the fuck in there, will you?
I want this air search for bugs. I mean, I want it stripped.
Where's the point in that? Even if there was a bug, they'd have taken it with them.
It's a bit late for you to start thinking, John. If it's a possibility, that's good enough for me. And when you strip this place... I want every slag this side of Ceylon pulled in and tortured badly. I want to know who's responsible for this. Otherwise, I'm going to hold you responsible.
Not a bad day. That pile takes care of Harry.
What's left over?
Give me half a chance to count it.
What about this gear then, eh?
Oh, what? You want to tug on that?
No, I don't think I want any of that horrible shit. Can we lock up and get drunk now, please?
We shot one of them. In the, throat.
What do you want, a medal? I'll shoot you in the fucking throat if I don't get my ganja back. The one you shot, is he still in there now?
Oh, no, it's another one.
That's more like it. Where is he?
Well, they took him with. And he's still alive.
What'd you shoot him with? An air gun?
Look, we grow weed. We're not mercenaries.
You don't say.
Who could it be? Where do we start, Rory?
Mr. Breaker. Today, my name is Mr. Breaker. You think this is a coincidence? This white shite steals my things and thinks that he can sell it back to me. He's got less brains than you, Lenny. Get Nick. The greasy wop, shistos, pezavengi, gamure, Greek bastard round here now. If he's still stupid enough to be on this planet... Your stupidity might be your one saving grace.
Huh?
Don't err me, Greek boy. How is it your fucking stupid, soon to be dead friends thought that they might be able to steal my cannabis and then sell it back to me? Is this a declaration of war? Is this some white cunt's joke that black cunts don't get? Because I'm not fucking laughing, Nicholas. I know you couldn't have known my position. Because you're not that stupid that if you did, you wouldn't have turned up here scratching your ass with that "what's going on here" look slapped all over your Chevy Chase. But what you do know is where these people live. If you hold back anything, I'll kill you. If you bend the truth, or I think you're bending the truth, I'll kill you. If you forget anything, I'll kill you. In fact, you're going to have to work very hard to stay alive, Nick. Now, do you understand everything I've said? Because if you don't, I'll kill you. Now, Mr. Bubble and Squeak, you may enlighten me.
So we've got a bit of a problem, haven't we?
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. In fact, it's a little bit more than a little bit of a problem, isn't it?
On a scale of things, you could say it's the Mount fucking Everest of problems. And the reason it's such a mum fucking strossy of a problem is you not even got a first idea who did this to us, have you?
Dog, we've been up all night. It's no one around here. We've had them all lined up against the wall.
If there's a tow bag from around the manor, we'd know.
We'd know.
You know! You fucking know! You would know the next door fucking neighbours! Now get out there and find them! I'm sick of that fucking sight! Get out of my fucking sight, you little shit!
Scarface. I've watched Scarface.
If you want to know how to do a drug deal, you watch Scarface.
That really inspires confidence, that. This guy, Rory Breaker.
Rory Breaker? Psychotic black dwarf with an afro?
That'd be the same man, yes.
I heard about him. He's a fucking lunatic.
Well, he can afford to do the deal at the price we're selling. It's not worth him giving us any trouble, because he knows we'll be a pain in the arse, and who needs a pain in the arse?
I'll take a pain in the arse for £500,000.
You take a pain in the arse for air miles.
Tom, the fatter you get, the sadder you get.
Will you two stop flirting for a minute? After we pay at you, this deal puts us up nearly £200,000 each. That's not fair for a morning's work, I think you'll agree.
So they had the cash.
And the puff.
Cheeky bastards. Count it.
Shit, dog, there's a lot. Don't you want to do it next door?
We're not going next door till we've flayed them dead men walking. We'll count it upstairs. I don't even see you fingering the money when they walk through the door.
But, dog, look.
Give us it here. Dozy bastard. Check your guns. Get yourselves willied. You wait till they get right inside the door. Then you give it to them. Giving them shooters, you can use your own.
Yeah?
That's no way to answer the phone.
Oh, is that you, Dean?
No, it's Lord fucking Lucan. Who do you think it is?
What can I do for you?
You know those guns I sold you? I need them back.
Not likely, I'm afraid. I don't think I'll be seeing them again.
Look, I've got the money to pay for them.
I'm sure you do, but I don't think you understand. I ain't going to be seeing them or the guns again.
Can't get them.
If we can't get them, we can't get them.
Well, you'll have to fucking get them.
Look, we made a fucking deal for everything inside the cabinet.
Inside, out, fucking side. I don't give a shit. You get those guns, because if you don't...
Oh, yeah, Buzzard, or what?
Have you heard of Harry Lonsdale? Otherwise known as Accu Up With An Acid Harry. Well, this is James Bond. Need to know time. When you dance with the devil, you wait for the song to stop. Know what I mean?
I mean, find them, torture them and kill them. And bring back what belongs to me. Because if you don't, your family's bang in trouble.
Who was that? That was Harry Oliver Atchett.
Jesus, I've heard of him.
We didn't shit. They were his fucking guns we sold. We've got to find them. Now, no fucking about now, Nick. Where can I find those guns?
Six black cocks and a little white kid sitting on the side of the road.
We're going to do a proper decoration job. I want the grey skies of London illuminated. I want the house painted red.
Alright. This is Brass standing on the corner, right? Dwarf walks up to her carrying a suitcase.
Winston there is going to come along and see if he recognises any of them. Now watch out for these fellas. They've got a bit of an arsenal.
and they don't mind using it.
And I'm taking down her panties.
And does everyone here know what they've got to do?
Here for me, have you? Come on. Chop, chop. Thank you very much.
He's got the guns. Go ahead, you get them.
Why me? Well, you're supposed to be the art, can you?
You go and get the guns, I drive the car!
Fucking
guns. I'm not going to get the fucking guns! You get the fucking guns!
Hey, you fucking potato!
Right, wrap them guns up. Count the money. And put your seatbelt on.
Fucking guns!
We've got to get the fucking guns or we're dead!
Make sure I fuck the one that was coughing.
He's the one we shot in the neck.
Is that right, Mr. Botanical?
Money, the gear.
This is fucked. No money. No weed. It's all been replaced by a pile of corpses.
All right, don't panic. Let's think about this.
No, fuck that. You can think about it. I am panicking and I'm off.
How did you get your hands on these then?
The boys had them. I know you like these sort of things. Wondered if you wanted them.
Yeah, I'll have them.
Is it hard work getting the money?
Not especially. Upset a few characters, eh?
You counted it?
Yeah, it's all there to the pound.
And they were going to pay?
Looks like it, but who knows? The opportunity was there. In my experience, it's best to take that opportunity. If it's there.
Good work, Chris.
We've got to get those guns. This is dangerous shit, Dean. We don't even know who lives there.
Listen, I don't care who lives there. All I know is that it's preferable to death by hatchets.
Fair enough. Let's go.
I don't think it's the right move.
It's either that, the old boy's place, and we lose a digit daily. I'm going to phone him.
As if he'll care.
He'll care, all right. That was supposed to be his money. Whether he cares about us or not is different. Pass me the phone.
Yeah. Oh, that you, boy.
It's Ed, if that's what you mean.
Payday, innit?
Yeah. I wanted to talk to you about that.
I'll bet you do. I've got 500,000 knickers sitting here, which means some poor sod
doesn't. I've been upsetting a few people, boy.
But that really isn't my concern, is it? What does concern me is the guns you had. So get your ass over here now. And I do mean now.
Job well done. I made a few quid out of that one.
Son?
I had a few quid, did you? Where's what I want?
You all right down there, mate?
Very fucking funny. Where's what I want?
I just left it in the office.
Well, we better go to the office and get it in. That's if you want your son to see his next birthday. And chop fucking chop.
All right. Fair enough.
Where you going?
It was a 30-second drive or a 5-minute walk. And I couldn't have parked outside. I'd have got a ticket. I suppose that don't matter now, does it?
Just be careful.
Right.
You and me.
You and her.
You know where the door handle is, Tom.
Need some get back.
No, not again. Tom, that is our bag.
Sold me out a chicken chain. Told me they had it all arranged. They hand me down, that's the bank. Now you're
all gone.
You got to get ready for the big payback. That's where I land. Oh, what a big payback.
The big payback.
This is our bag.
I can do wheeling. I can do dealing.
That's it, we're off.
I'll see you in the car. I'm going to take these guns.
Tom, don't fuck about.
I'll see you in the car.
Tom,
it'll only take a minute.
I can dig rapping. I'm ready. I can dig scrapping. What a chance.
What is going on?
I don't know. But what I do know is there's no more Harry. Which means there's no more debt. And if there's no more debt, there's no more problem. And there's no problem with the neighbours because they're all dead. And I think, if I get this right, we haven't done anything wrong and we're in the clear.
Now, this was an embarrassing position for Tom to be in, but Chris had to respect the fact that he was holding what appeared to be a pair of loaded shotguns. And Tom had to respect the fact that they were not loaded. So without anybody losing too much face, Tom left through a side door and Chris left with the money. And everybody else got arrested.
You think you're in the dark. I'm in a black hole blindfolded.
He's not one of them.
Now the chief sits underneath the stars. I'm heading back to base. I'll drop you off of Mars.
I think your dad would like a word with you, Ed.
Where are the others?
They got out yesterday. They're back at the bar. Conversation put them too far.
Dad?
I'm alright.
How about yourself?
Oh, I'm alright. Could do with a drink, though.
All in good time.
All in good time.
So,
you in the clear? More importantly, am I?
It appears so.
Appears? You'll have to do better than fucking appears, my friend.
Well, everybody's dead, Dad. I think that's about as clear as it can get. How about that drink?
You know where the bar is.
Hey?
Don't make yourself too comfortable. Alan's got to sit there. Alan! You're lucky you're still breathing, let alone able to walk. I suggest you take full advantage of that fact.
It's a good time. What the hell have you been?
Sit down, I'll tell you.
So the traffic warden identified the neighbours' bodies, which sort of puts us in the clear. The only thing connecting us with the case is those shotguns.
And Tom took care of them.
You did take care of the shotguns, didn't you, Tom?
I wanted to talk to you about that.
Well, talk.
Well, actually, no. I've got him sitting in the car. I was going to sell him back to Nick the Greek, but I'm having a bit of trouble getting hold of him.
You dippy bastard.
So, the only thing connecting us with the case is in the back of your car, which is parked outside.
They cost us 700 quid. I'm not going to throw them away. And they're hardly likely to trace them back to us, are they?
Do you really think it's worth taking the risk for £700?
Tom, you're a dick. Now you take those guns and you throw them off a bridge.
And throw yourself off while you're at it.
Now,
Tom.
Look,
Now, Tom! Can I have a beer, please, Dad?
I'm busy. Get it yourself.
It seemed Hatchet underestimated you lot. And it seems to have cost him. But I ain't going to make the same mistake now, am I? So I've decided to bring your bag back. I think the word you're looking for, gentlemen, is thank you.
Thank you.
Now, you've presented me with a problem. I've lost my employer. So I've taken care of myself and my son. Now, if you think that's unfair, you come and pay me a little visit. But you better be waving a white flag high and clear, so as I can see it. Or be the last little visit you ever make. You understand? That's all I've come to say. There is one more thing. It's been emotional. Officially in the money lending business.
So what's on?
Keep your seatbelt on. We're out of here.
It's empty.
Thank you.
his number.
Don't, you're showing the line. I'll call him.
Check your playlist, mama.